Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Here we are with another episode of Two Teas and a Pod. And see what's going on, Cynthia?
Just hanging out in Cali. Just enjoying my daughter, Noelle, and just living life.
Well, that's nice for you, because yesterday I went and did this TV show with it's called The 2 Minute Drill. And it's a really cool idea. But you go and they have like entrepreneurs on the panel as judges, or, you know, business people in some capacity. And then these kids come on and they give you 2 minutes of a pitch. And then at the end of the pitch, somebody gets $50,000. Yeah. So my friend is one of the hosts, and I'm like, oh yeah, of course I'll go do it. As I'm walking in, I guess he films 3 shows a day. So I was in the second set of shows. Guess who's there? Sonia from Real Housewives of Atlanta. After I can't even tell you the amount of things that I've said about her on the pod. I was like, this was way worse than the Gina of it all with you. And we both looked at each other and she's like, hey.
That is hilarious. I'm actually seeing Luann later. She texted me earlier today. She's in town, I guess. So we're going to hang out later on tonight before I head back to Atlanta.
Oh my gosh. But I was laughing so hard. And then the Dave Meltzer, who's the guy that does the show, had to make it worse because he doesn't realize there's any like awkwardness. I mean, we were both really nice to one another, but it was just kind of funny. Like when you're, and he goes, I always say you two are just too nice to ever be on the Housewives. I was like, and she kind of looked and I go, I'm not that nice on the podcast.
Oh, Teddy.
But
what are you going to do, my friend?
I mean, why can't people give you a little heads up? Like you're going to be having a time. I go, I am someone you need to let know if there's going to be a housewife there, solely because I need to know and prepare myself on what I've said.
I know. You know what? But I think most of the ladies don't take themselves that seriously, unless you're just like going like in or whatever. I mean, they're on the show. Like when I was on the show, I expected, you know, podcast people like yourself and bloggers to talk about me. It's just, you know, it's just part of.
Heather Dubrow took it that seriously, for the record. Last year on the way to BravoCon, she like cornered me on the plane and like gave me a talking to.
Oh, Lord. Well, okay. Well, I got to be mindful what I say on this podcast, because For me, I'm like, listen, this is not my podcast. I am co-hosting. I am filling in.
Oh, don't be, look at you dodging already. We haven't even officially started and you're already dodging. I'm going to call you Cynthia the Dodger.
I'm getting good. I'm getting good. But wait, wait, wait. I have to shout out my, I think almost 10 people followed me from the podcast. And this is what I love. Like 10 people followed me. And then two of them told me that they also followed me from their dog's accounts. So like 10 people. That's so cute. I was like, you guys are really trying to help me get there. Not from
you
there.
You know what? If I had a dog account, I would follow you from there as well.
I am grateful. Like all pets, people, animals,
whoever. You do not discriminate. You are good with any. It doesn't even have to be in human form.
You're getting there. Keep coming. Keep coming. I love you guys. Seriously, I thought that was adorable.
Oh my gosh. All right. We have to keep it going every week where you let us know how many more, because let the countdown begin.
Listen, baby steps. We're going to get to that 4 million.
We are getting there. So Real Housewives of Orange County, I thought it was a pretty good episode. I'm like getting into the flow.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. Now I was a little stressed at some, you know, points in the episode, which I will tell you when we get to those. To those parts, but some things made me a little uncomfortable, and yes. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so the show starts out, and it's Shannon and John cook dinner at his house. John tells Shannon her mind is always spinning, and he just wants to have fun. Mm-hmm. Do you agree that with John that Shannon just needs to turn her mind off sometimes and just have fun?
I love watching Shannon have fun. Like there's nothing makes me happier than Shannon having a tequila shot and having a good time. I just feel like I don't really know her really, to be honest. I feel like I maybe met her one time, but it feels like from the outside looking in, she can take herself, like she can just be super serious. And I just like, just have fun. It seems like you've been through a lot of stuff, like live life. So I agree with him. And I think she should just, you know, just live life.
Yeah, I mean, even her fridge is like, relax. John's fridge is like, please relax. You're breaking me down. I mean, I've hung out with Shannon and she is a lot of fun. And I can't tell if when she's on the show, she's just because, you know, when you're filming, you can't really have your phone easily accessible. There's like, you have kids, there's things that you can't always have the answer to right now. So maybe she's, you know, a touch like me and on the controlling side of things.
Right.
And it just stresses her out. But I do think in the same token where like Heather gave that advice to Gina, at some point, if you can't just go and have fun, yeah, your significant other does get sick of it.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I think like I'm like kind of a highly stressed person, you know, just in general. And when I would film on the show, it would be stressful for me for the most part. Like, you know, sometimes it'd be like no stress, but I would go in there with a fair amount of stress, usually with scenes. And I think, you know, it just kind of comes off like that with her. And I'm sure she's like, you know, the life of the party, like, you know, in real life. I don't know, but on the show it definitely seems like she's a little like, you know,
she's on the muscle, like, yeah. Like maybe she's having to like cover certain things that maybe she doesn't necessarily want to have to talk about, like moving in together to mm-hmm. me that seems like it might be a stressor because they don't seem like they're in that place, and now knowing what we know now, clearly they weren't.
Yeah. So that would be no stress for me. If I'm into someone, I am the move-in queen. They can move in, I'll move in. Like, I actually prefer to move in with someone that I'm serious, you know, about, or live yeah. with them at a certain point to see if we can live together. If especially if I want to, you know, consider taking it to the next level. I don't want to move in after we get married and then find out, you know, everything that, you know, maybe like, okay.
Yeah. I'm a proponent of moving in together first. Is there a pressure for her to show right now that her relationship's good?
Why would that be? Because of the whole thing that happened with the ex?
Well, no, because they're broke. We know now they're broken up.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would the pressure be? Because, you know, I don't know a lot of backstory.
Because if I don't think you just randomly break up, like, for example, I knew for a long time with my ex-husband, we were probably going to break. Like, I could feel it for a while. I'm sure in your divorce, it wasn't just one day. Oh, it's not good. We're divorcing right. today. Right. Like, there is a build. So if you are like this season, I'm wondering if they're trying to figure it out. Mm. And that's where that extra nervous energy is coming from.
Or that, or maybe she's just, you know, moving with caution. You know what I mean? I think she seems like very like, well, let me just be sure. Let me maybe take things slow. I don't know.
But you think it's on her terms, not his?
Again, from what I know, I just really started watching it. I can't really say, like, you know more backstory than I do. It just feels like she's a cautious person, rebuilding her friendship with Tamara. She's moving with caution. She's excited, but she's like, okay, let me just see. She just seems like that type of personality.
Because we do see in the preview for next week, something is said that causes Shannon to say, if this airs, it will be the end of my relationship. Ooh. So I do wonder what airs. Like, what is it that she wants not to be shown? But I guess we'll stay tuned for that. Yeah. Then we get to the next scene, which made me so excited. I even had to text Emily. We missed you. It's so good to have you back. Tamara, Emily, and Heather are getting their nails done. Emily tells Heather that she can be hurtful sometimes and comes across better than people. Emily thinks Heather is just not self-aware of how she talks to people. Mm-hmm. Do you think the way Emily is telling Heather is too harsh, or it's the way Heather needs to hear it?
I love that Emily's a straight shooter. I don't think it's too harsh. I think she's, you know, I think her intentions are good, to be honest. I think she's like, hey, you know, this is because she's not the only person that thinks this. A lot of the women in the group have pretty much said the same thing. I just think Emily's the ballsier one in the group to just say, hey, this is what's happening. Your stuff is not hitting right. It's not landing right. Like, it's making people feel some kind of way. And I think, you know, well, go ahead and ask the next question.
I was also thinking, Emily's probably to the point, you know, when you don't go on a trip and then you get the 52 calls from all the women and they tell you everything and you're like, oh my God. Okay. So she's probably just over it. Like, she's like, listen, everybody else is beating around the freaking bush. So I'm just going to give it to you here. I mean, but I also love Emily. Missed the trip, but there was not a chance she was going to miss that free champagne getting her manicure pedicure.
That's my girl. That is my girl.
Like, I feel you.
Right. But I will say, I don't feel like I choose to think that Heather is not intentionally being this way, which is why I want to lean on the side of her being just not really aware. That, you know, some of the things may make people feel some kind of way. I don't think you come on a show like this, or just even in real life, she would be like that. But like, if you're ever going to like censor yourself a little bit, it's when you know everybody's going to watch. You know what I'm saying? So especially we live in such a sensitive world and everything can be picked apart and everything can become a thing. I think she just doesn't realize it until she watches it back or someone just says, hey, you know what? You're kind of coming off like A, B, and C. I just refuse to believe that she just chooses to come on and say these things and make people feel, you know, a certain kind of way.
But I mean, Heather acting like she, you know, she's like, I had so much to do with my kids and blah, blah, blah. And she did. But it also was clear when we were watching, she hired people to do the actual packing.
She had to delegate.
I mean, she had to delegate. But hire them. And I'm not going to pretend that I don't like nice things or that I also can't like scale back. But like, for an example, once I was introduced to the world of traveling first class or business, it is very hard for me now to be like, all right, I'm going in coach, I'm going in Southwest, like, because I have tasted the better life. And that's where then I have to decide, is the money that I make worth that investment of my comfort level and having that glass of champagne and actually being able to eat something other than this? They don't even serve nuts anymore because everyone's freaking allergic, but whatever it is, like a biscotti cookie. Like, I understand that, but I also am aware of that situation. Like, I will warn people, like, if we're going on a girls trip, like with my friends, or if we're going on trips with families, I'm like, listen, I'm going to be bougie on this one. Like, I am going to fly business with my family. Does not mean you and your family have to, but this is where I and picky. Granted, like other stuff, I'm like, I get me dirty, I'm good. But like, it's just, I'm a nervous flyer anyway. So it just, but I think I'm at least, yes, you can be a little bit of an asshole or have your preferred preferences, but you should be aware of them.
Exactly. I agree. And when it comes to travel, we're on the same page. Like, I will eat ramen noodles for years and make sure when it's time to go on a vacation, I'm staying at a nice hotel. I'm flying first, private, if I can work that out. Like, I know how to move my money around and make it fit how, you know, where it matters to me personally, because I just, you know, we work hard. I want to enjoy the things that I enjoy, and traveling well is one of them.
But I also wonder if it's because she has had it for so long. Like, she's been doing, like, for me, this is a newer thing. Like, when I first met Edwin, we didn't fly first class or business. Like, we both were just figuring out our careers and blah, blah, blah. And then I remember the first time we did, we both, like, kind of looked at each other and we're like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've opened a new can of worms here. We've created a monster, and now we've created monsters in our kids. But I'm just wondering, is she so many years in that maybe that's why she can't? No, I don't know. Who knows? I'm just going down the rabbit hole.
Listen, yeah. I mean, it does, like, you know, I think it's easy to get comfortable with, you know, your wealth and success and all that stuff. And, you know, you don't really, I mean, once it's hard to go back and remember the old days where you're like, oh, okay, you know, you would, you know, you just would move a little differently because you had to. When I first started traveling, my sister used to work for Continental, which is, I think, now United. And
oh yeah,
I was on her buddy pass, honey. So if anybody knows how to work, like, forget that. Was happy to get on the damn plane half the time. I was the person, like, they're like, okay, there's five seats open. I was like watching the monitor like a hawk the whole time, like, I gotta get on. And, like, you know, I always had a crappy seat. But I was like, I'm on the plane. And at the end of the day, we're gonna still get there. So I have evolved a lot. And I appreciate, you know, all of it. So, and I think that's what it's about. Just, you know, being grateful and, you know.
Being grateful. But then they didn't really do any favors when she's walking in and she's holding her back. And then she's like, I shoveled shit. And I also threw an axe, and I'm like, oh, God, Heather, you're walking right into it. And listen, I'm old. My back would probably hurt if I threw an axe too. I'm sore right now from Orange Theory this morning. And I think I have 10 pounders, but like, I don't know. There's a difference between work.
Who said something? Somebody said something that made me laugh out loud. Someone said they've been shoveling shit their whole life. I mean, when I tell you, I was like, that is so me. It's like, what? Like, okay, I get to go on this fabulous trip, and like the one bad thing I have to do is shovel some shit, but I get to like have all this other amazing things happen on the trip. Like, okay, where's the shovel? Like, yeah.
Well, also, I mean, clearly I pay to shovel shit. We're about to, Slate is here with her headphones on. But the second we're done, we're going to the horse show to go shovel some shit and take care of our horses and go ride. I pay a lot of money to shovel shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we get to Gina goes to Jen's yoga studio and they talk about Montana. Gina says that Jen's story made her process some things she wasn't aware of. They agree that Montana was a good thing for their friendship. Did this conversation make you feel any different about Gina?
Yes, Lord, it was like the best thing ever. I really enjoy this conversation. I love that they got together. I'm excited to see where this friendship is going to go. And it definitely made me, you know, I've always liked Gina. I just want to know more about her. And I just felt like she was kind of making Jen's thing her thing a little bit. And
yeah,
like, okay, you can, you know, feel how you want to feel, but it shouldn't be that upsetting to you because it's not really your thing. But anyway, I love that they talked, and you know, I just feel bad for Jen, and I just want her to have somebody to have her back on that show and just have someone she could just really be like, just really say whatever needs to be said to. And hopefully maybe Gina may be that person, because I think that Jen has to open up a little bit more about the situation, because it doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon. So I think
I, Yeah, I agree with you. I wish Jen would just say, listen, you guys, I was in a marriage for whatever it was. Let's say it was 14, 18. It was a lot of years, 18 years. And at the end of the day, I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't happy. And all of a sudden, this new guy came in. He made me feel special, made me feel alive. And listen, it's not perfect. He may cheat on me. It may have already happened. But at this point in time, I am enjoying my life.
Right.
I don't really care what you guys have to say.
Here you
go. I come to you crying because of something he did, you're welcome to say and I told you so. Light
me
up.
But until then, leave me alone. Like, I almost wish she would just get them all together, literally do a PowerPoint presentation, be like, okay, y'all want me to break it all the way down? This is what happened. This is where I'm at.
And I wanted some good D and get off my ass about it.
If this man cheats on me, that is my cross to bear. For now, I'm going to enjoy this dick. Leave me alone. Okay?
Yeah, like that's all I want her to say is, yes, I know the rumors. They could or could not be true. At this point in time, we are happy. And that's what I'm going with. So go kick rocks and worry about your own relationships.
Exactly. And unless someone in the group has actually slept with my man, not him saying allegedly that he wanted to. And if somebody can't produce like a solid like reason for me to like leave this man, leave me alone. Let me crash and burn. I don't care. Just let it go. And I think if she did that and just stood on it, they would have to move on to somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, you have to imagine when I first met Edwin, he had a 2-month-old baby. He and like everybody I know was like, what are you doing? This is going to be. And the more people told me, what are you doing? The more I leaned right in and I was like, I'm going for it. And I still remember the first time I had Edwin in the car with my dad. We went to go visit them for Thanksgiving or something like this. At this point, we'd been together like 8 months or whatever. And my dad goes, I've done some research on your history and I just want you to know you hurt her, you're dead. And like that, I am almost more okay with. If somebody wants to say to Ryan, your reputation is shit. We don't want you hurting our friend Jen.
Right.
Do it.
Right.
But what's Jen gonna do about it? Clearly, right. She is in a situation where she's in love with this guy or enjoying this guy. Right. And I'm sorry, I think probably 100% of us have been in that situation before.
Yeah, definitely.
At one point in time or another. Maybe they're not cheaters, maybe they're money launderers, maybe they're this, maybe they're, you know, who knows? There's a good amount of assholes out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm single. I'm looking for that situation to some degree. I want some good people in my life, okay? We should all be so lucky to be walking around on cloud 9 because that's giving it to us so good. Ride it out, girl. More power to you. You had when it ends, you had a good run. She seems like she enjoyed every second, every minute of it. I'm looking for like that sounds like a pretty good situation.
You're like, I'm looking forward just for 6 good minutes.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Okay, then we get into Shannon thrift shopping with her daughters. But the part that it kills me on this is she's worried about off-gassing the clothes before wearing them. But meanwhile, all I can think about is Shannon doing like 28 tequila shots. Like, what is happening? It's so good what people are particular about. I just love it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Also, like, I don't know how it is when you're shopping with Noelle, but yesterday after work, we're like, where we're staying right now, we're like right on the little boardwalk where there's all these little shops. And I tried to get Slate to try on something that I thought was really cute. And she looked at me like she wanted me dead. Like, I'm like, this is so, granted, I look ridiculous right now because I'm in my riding clothes and like my formal visor, but I was like, this is so cute, this little two piece. And she honestly was like this. And so
you have to do the reverse. You have to find something that you actually like and say it's awful. And then they'll be like, oh, I think it's kind of cute, actually. I'll go get it. Like, I think they don't like anything that we like. You know what I mean?
Because then it's uncool. But yet they'll borrow all my stuff. They wear my size that shoes. Part. And all of a sudden I'm like, are those my sneakers? Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, I thought I have terrible taste. but that was pretty expensive. $32.68. I was like, for Pete's sakes, that's expensive for off-gas clothes. Okay. All right. Then we keep it moving. Why are they on another Duffy? I'm confused. This is the second Duffy, right? Wasn't the other boat a Duffy as well?
I think it was. This one seemed a little tighter for some reason because they kept loading on. I kept getting a little concerned. I was like, now how big is this Duffy? Because it just feels like a lot of people are sitting on here now. And I love everyone had on like really cool platform shoes, which I'm like, I don't know if that was the right shoe choice to be getting on and off of Duffy. But anyway, I was like noticing all of this.
I was slightly confused by some of the outfit choices as well. Like, I thought Taylor really had it right. Like, she's got a loose flowy dress on. She's brought like a little jacket in case it gets cold.
Yeah.
But like some of them are like formal wear. I'm like, what is happening?
This is why theme is always good, because we got to keep everybody on track, because they were a little all over the place. Clearly,
like some casual, then like Shannon comes down with her like quarter length, like red, like cocktail dress.
Yeah.
Then we've got, and everybody was all over the board. I can't remember what Heather had on, but it was interesting. I did like that it was pink. And then I was confused. Why is the acting coach that taught them how to breathe out of their hoo-haws to prepare for acting there?
You know, that I was wondering where that was going to go. But I think she was just invited, because I thought there was usually someone comes to a scene and they're not an actual housewife or a friend of the show. There's a damn good reason why production has them there. And as it played out, it just seemed like she was just an invited guest. I can't
But also, if we would have met her first because she was friends with Taylor, that would have made sense. But we met her first because Taylor was paying her to teach her acting lessons.
Right. Yeah.
So then how did, I don't know. I was a little lost there. I mean, granted, she looked really cute, but I think they only showed her two words.
Yeah. For me, it was like, normally it's, you know, they produce these shows intentionally. It's usually a reason. If in our group, if some person shows up,
on you.
You better believe she's sleeping with someone's husband. She's about to drop a bomb on her ass. You
know? Is this Ryan's girlfriend? Are you on Ryan's Snapchat?
I'm trying to tell you. Like, I kept waiting on some bomb to drop. I was like, ooh, okay. So this is bigger than the whole acting coach thing. Like, she's here to like drop some other situation on us. And it just didn't happen. So seemed like a nice enough lady. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But do you think that it's been refreshing to see like the drama wrapped up on both ends? Like, now they're at this point in time, you think everybody's pretty good?
We're good. We're good on the movie now. I think it got enough episodes at this point. Even made it to a trip. You know what I mean? So I think we're good. The only thing I'm not super clear on, just for clarity, Teddy. So now that it's done, so Heather's not going to be in a movie, right? Because I was low-key wanting to see her acting skills at this point with all the talk about her IMDb and all that stuff. So I was like, you know what? I kind of wanted her to actually do the movie in the end, but it seems like that's just not going to happen.
Well, let's book another show then, and let's see some action. And Taylor, if they're still casting, me and Cynthia are both still available. I mean, Cynthia is going right up the chain right now because she has 8 more followers than last week. So it's going to be hard to get us. But
I'm going up. Listen. Yeah. I'm glad to kind of see this wrap up, and it wasn't that big of a deal. So I'm glad they didn't like make it like some horrible thing at the end. Like, you know, she's not, you know, she didn't want to do it, and they talked it out and they drug it out long enough. We're good here.
Oh, also, just so you guys know, I was getting DMs about why I still post or do things on Instagram and why I haven't said anything about the writer's strike. I am personally not an actor. I was on a reality television show, but we are not SAG. So anybody on a reality show is not SAG. Just to give you background, and any reality shows also aren't we are supportive of the strike for SAG and for the Writers Guild, but neither of, if you're on reality television, there's no SAG and there's no Writers Guild. Yeah. So that's why,
unfortunately, not, you know.
Yeah. So there's no unions for the low lives like us.
Like, trust and believe, like, after 11 years of being on Housewives, I would love for it to have been staying after so I could get some residuals, because now it's just like all of the blood, sweat, and tears, that those things could rerun for the rest of my life and I don't see another dime. So I wish that was not the case, but totally supportive of the strike in every single way. And, you know, just praying this thing wraps up sooner than later. So,
yeah. And I hope that we don't see AIs of everybody wandering around. No, nobody needs to see an AI of me. That's for sure. One is enough for everyone. Okay. Then they get to Nobu. Tamara tells Jen to be honest about her past. Tamara says she worries for Jen because she left her world for Ryan. Jen says she did not leave her world for Ryan. And then Tamara says she does not think Ryan will be loyal to Jen for the rest of her life. Do you think that she's being a good friend here, or do you think she's being too messy?
I think Tamara started off being a good friend And I think her intentions were good, but now it's just coming off. Like, I feel like it's starting to get a little messy because I feel like Tamara's kind of dragging it a little bit. And she just keeps like, you know, making it a thing with Jen. Like, once you say, like, for me, it's like, once you tell me what it is and you say like, okay, and this, he said this and he said that and whatever, once you just say it to me, to my face, and I choose to still stay with this man, we're good. Like, let me live. I feel like it just keeps, I feel like they're just riding her ass about it. I'm just like, listen, it's almost like now the fact that they won't let it go, or at least Tamara won't let it go. It's almost like, why? Won't you just let this go?
Here's the thing. This is what I would say. You love to play the games and set the things up. So Rinna loved doing it at dinners too. At this dinner, this would have been the time where we could have gotten to know all the women better. And somebody could have brought up the game. Let's talk about our relationships. Let's talk about the best part and the worst part. Mm-hmm. And everybody could share at that point. Mm-hmm. And then it opens up a place where somebody then would potentially feel comfortable to share. There's always, you know, because this man was once a cheater, I am worried it will happen to me again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm going, you know, whatever it is. I do think Tamara is trying to just really have it sink into Jen. Like, this is bad news. But instead of Jen actually fighting back, I really would rather somebody actually say what it is than say what she kind of like threatened Tamara, like not threatened, but she was like, don't make me go there, Tamara.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, go there, because if you're going to say it, now my head goes to the worst place ever. And then when I actually found out what it was just that Tamara made a joke about like, let me take one for the team. I was like, well, that's not even bad.
Right.
You got a napkin thrown in your face for that?
Yeah. Yeah, I perked up when she said, don't make me go there, Tamara, because I was like, oh, here we go. And I'm like, go there. What's getting ready to happen? And I definitely feel like when she released it, it was kind of like, okay, well, first of all, just knowing a little bit of Tamara's personality, I absolutely think she would say that in 2 seconds, because she just, you know, says whatever. And she just,
without any real,
I don't think she would like, you know, if she was serious about it, I think she would be serious about it. But for the most part, you know, Tamara's kind of a loose cannon. She says, you know, she talks stuff all the time. So that would not be a big deal for me, knowing Tamara. You know what I'm saying? That just would be like, oh, okay, Tamara's just talking shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I like Jen, but now I need her to step it up and either hit back or just really lay it all on the table, because if not, this storyline may never end.
Yeah. Well, Jen needs to definitely open her mouth and just lay it out,
because it's
going to go away. And it's just making it feel like, it's just making it seem like, I don't know.
She's getting walked over a little bit, which I give her the benefit of the doubt, because she's first season and she's probably still in shock. And I think even though, you know, we know that her and Tamara and this other Heather mean girl, had a falling out, I think she's still trying to savor this relationship.
Yeah, it's just, I think when you come in a group, like whatever it is that you are, you have to be able to command some kind of respect from the ladies.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to respect you if you don't do that. And I think now it's teetering toward like, you know, it's just making me feel like they just don't respect her, because they're not going to come at everybody like that. You know what I mean? It's like they're on her butt. And I think she's the only person that can shut that down. And I wanted to shut it down, because at the end of the day, I'm not like, hey, you know, whatever. I don't, you know, have an opinion really about, like, I don't know her life, like, honestly, outside of the show, but I know that, you know, in relationships and marriages, things happen, and it's just life. And I am supportive of her owning her stuff and doing what she wants to do with her grown life. Okay.
Yeah.
Saying it and being done with it. Now, we're going to talk about the napkin now, because that was That was
okay.
That.
So what would you have done if somebody threw a napkin in your face?
Well, first of all, if someone threw anything in my face at dinner, anything, water, napkin, whatever, I would definitely respond. I'm not like, hey, I'm going to jump across the table like a spider monkey and fight this person. But at the very least, a napkin's got to go back in that person's face, if not a glass of water. Like, I'm not going to sit there and like let the napkin hit my face and just fall off and do nothing. And then this person, and then, you know, I was like, maybe she was in shock. Because sometimes you're like,
yeah,
did this happen? But once Tamara left and came back, at that point, the shock is worn off. And you're like, this woman threw a napkin in my face. Like, she violated my space. She like disrespected me for sure.
Yeah.
And she got to get back for sure.
So I don't know. She needs to like, come on. And even if you don't want to, like, I wouldn't probably throw a napkin back. I don't think. I think I would have at that point killed somebody with words.
Yeah. And
like, I would have laid.
She didn't even bring it up when Tamara came back. She didn't bring up the napkin thing, which I was like, oh, she's going to like say something. Like, I don't know.
Or I would have like, if I'm trying to remember like how meek I was my first season, like how not myself I was. If anything, I would have been like, this, I'm leaving. I'm not dealing with this. Like, if you don't have.
Throw your napkin back, leave. Something had to happen and it just made me uncomfortable that it didn't happen. But I will say I was a little disappointed in Tamara, who is such a firecracker and a wordsmith, that she just couldn't light her up with her words, because, you know, Tamara's very quick on her feet. I didn't like that Tamara threw that napkin, because I feel like, you know, when you do things like that, you open up the door for things to actually escalate. And get.
Yeah.
And on Atlanta, you throw a napkin in somebody's face, you may as well have thrown a chair, because it's going to escalate.
Like, well, hell, did you see all the videos from Potomac?
Yes.
This past week?
Yes. Yes. You don't want to. I just think you have to respect people's space. Now, you can read them for filth. You can curse them out. You can do whatever you want to do with your words. And again, Tamara's my girl. Tamara knows how to like land the plane and get a point across and say what she needs to say. Although I wish Jen had have stood up in some way, even if it was just to stand up and say, you know what, this really is disrespectful,
unnecessary.
I'm not going to lower myself to even engage in this anymore, and I'm leaving. I would have gotten on the little pink boat and went back and called.
I would have swam back if I needed to. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I would have floated back. Anything. My butt would have left, okay? But I might have packed up my food to go, because the food looked like it was good. If I did nothing else after I watched this show, I ordered sushi.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Because then you come back and then they're into a new conversation where Emily's telling Heather that she has a phony relationship with Tamara. And thinks that Heather is afraid of Tamara. Gina chimes in and tells Heather that she did not appreciate her bringing up his son getting his real estate at the same time she is announcing it. Gina tells Heather that it felt condescending. Heather says she's going to work on it. Here's the thing. I don't think that Heather was meaning to be condescending to Gina when she brought up the real estate license thing. But I don't like when somebody doesn't just apologizes and says they're going to work on it. Mm-hmm. Like if you said to me, Teddy, it was really condescending when you did blah, blah, and blah. If I care about you, my initial response is, I'm sorry.
Right.
And right. Then I'll say, you know, whatever it may be. Like right. I can't even believe that I was so absent-minded that I would say that to you. It's not going to happen again.
Right.
But the I'm going to work on it is also a little bit condescending. Like, oh, okay, I'll work on it. I don't like people to say I'll work on it.
Yeah. 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 It's kind of like when people say when you're like excited about something that may not be a big deal to them, it is a big deal for you. And they say, oh, I love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, thank you.
What do you mean you love it for me? Like, I love it for the world. Like, this
is- yeah.
And I'm doing, oh, I love that for you.
It's cute. Oh, that's so good for you. Oh, isn't that great? That's so cute.
Over here getting your real estate license.
But there's a lot to unpack here. Do you think that Gina and Emily really care about Heather's friendship? Or do you think they care about the proximity to Heather because she feels like a higher level housewife?
Okay, higher level housewife.
Like, do you think that she thinks I'm one of the originals? I've been here longer. And do you think that Heather actually really likes Tamara? Or she just knows that Tamara is the one not to piss off, yeah. Is the one that has the most fun?
I don't think any of the ladies really want any real smoke with Tamara. Because Tamara goes in, okay? And not only does she go into the show, she can take it to social media too. Like, not someone. And like, it's like the worst when you have like conflict with someone on the show and then they're dragging your ass on social media too. You're like, so I wouldn't want to smoke with her if I was on the show. So I think a lot of ladies are like, huh, who can I fight with that's not Tamara? Like, how much am I getting paid on the show? Is it even worth it at this point? So I think. A lot of the women are kind of afraid to do that, which is why I do like the ones who will kind of hold her accountable. You know, Shanna, the whole thing with the friendship, she made Tamara earn that friendship back. I can tell you that right now. And now I think Tamara will respect those boundaries that, you know, whatever it is with, you know, she and Shanna, she will respect those boundaries because she made it a little difficult for her to get back over there in the friend lane with her. And yeah. Emily, I feel like, I just like Emily because I just feel like she's just real and she just calls it like it is. And, you know, I don't know. I think Heather may not want any real smoke with Tamara, but I do feel like because she was so sad or seemed like a little down when Shannon and Tamara got back together, kind of being left out. I think she does like being friends with her, but I think she's a little like, you know, I don't want any smoke with her at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think she'd rather be friends with Tamara and Shannon than Gina and Emily if she were to pick, because popularity reasons on the show also.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. But also, I will say this, just common sense. If you're going to be on a reality show, I definitely would rather attach myself with the villains than not. You want to get a villain off your ass, be friends with them. You know what I'm saying? And then you just watch them light everybody else up. So it's like,
I think I fucked that part up.
Oh, I definitely am like, okay, if I'm over here with them on their team, then I'm safe, because they can't really come for me, because I'm like, you know, their backup. You know what I'm saying? So
are you saying Tamara's the villain, Cynthia?
I'm not saying that Tamara's a villain. Maybe villain is not the word, but Tamara knows how to go in there and stir the pot and get stuff moving around. She knows how to come in there and insert herself and get a scene popping, for sure. So it's not a villain, but she's gonna do what she's gotta do to, you know, keep us entertained.
So if you had to pick two wives from Orange County that you could just go party with, who would they be? Not on the television show, just real life.
Oh, from Orange County. And they don't have to be on the show?
No, like we wouldn't be filming. Just like, oh, if you have
in real life.
Yeah. Really?
Definitely Tamara. Yeah. Because she's fun. And I'd say Emily.
Me too. What? So whatever is happening here, like, I'm loving that. Even though they can both come off maybe abrasive, aggressive, I would rather know I'm going to get what it is,
yeah,
right from the person, than, yeah, feeling like somebody's going to be passive with me or, yeah, not tell me or talk about me behind my back. So, yeah, what I can say is, even though Tamara is coming for Jen a little bit, then all of a sudden other people pipe in. I forgot if it was Gina or Emily. They're like, oh yeah, we heard that. We knew that. So it's like,
mm-hmm, yeah,
if it's going to come out, I'd rather the person just come out and tell me.
Absolutely. And I've loved Tamara for that. I think now she just has to leave it alone a little bit, because I think Jen just has to like stand up and own her stuff and like just shut these girls down. But
I know.
My only thing with Tamara is I just don't like disrespecting people's space. I don't like throwing things in people's space. So that I'll never like.
Yeah, no, that was.
We're not doing it.
I know, when I saw Tam do it, I was like, damn it, Tam. And then the way the noise made when it was like, poof.
No.
Not her best move. But then we get over to, I'm a little confused by this. Heather gets a text from Terry saying that David, Shannon's ex-husband, is getting a divorce from his wife, Leslie. Shannon says that she already knew, but says she's worried that it will cut into her financial situation and affect her children. Okay. If that were you that got the text, would, mm-hmm, you have waited until cameras were down to bring it up, or would you have just brought it up right then?
If I was friends with the person, like real friends with the person, I would have waited until after the cameras were down. But if I wasn't that close with the person, I would have been like, this is where I turn up in the scene.
Yeah.
Tribute to the show. Oh my goodness. I just got this really weird text. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like a gift at this point when you're shooting a scene to get like some random text about something that has nothing to do with it. And if they're not your friends, it's fair game, because they're going to read it.
And I also have a question. Is Terry actually code for either a TMZ alert or whoever the producer is on this episode? I was like, is Terry DeBrow really like sitting at home like, oh, did you see? Like, I cannot imagine Edwin doing that. Like,
right. Yeah, but I love that. It was good that Shannon knew already. She didn't seem like she was traumatized that it was red.
No, but did you see her eyes started welling up with tears when they said this is the anniversary? It was some sort of anniversary with her and David the day that they filed.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Toward the end, that did happen.
I know. So I mean, I wasn't surprised that those two got a divorce. I mean, I think they filed multiple times. It seemed like a tumultuous relationship, but I don't know. For some reason in my gut, I feel like we're going to see David Bedore again at some point on this show. I don't know.
What would you have done? Would you have read the text at the table?
Or yeah, for sure. Because here's the thing. If I got a TMZ alert saying that John, like her current boyfriend, was doing something, no, I wouldn't have read that at the table.
Right.
But her ex-husband getting a divorce, like that's, I mean, it's not to be an asshole, but it's kind of good news. Like, didn't work for them either. He's still an asshole.
And it wasn't something like super scandalous or anything like that. It was just like, just news, like they're getting a divorce. So, you know, I've had to drop worse bombs at a scene. So that one would have been like, oh, this is easy. All right.
Yeah. Would you even care if somebody said your ex-husband was getting a divorce from his wife after you?
Right. Like, we're not together. Get married, get divorced, whatever. Like,
yeah, you do you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the episode. It blows right by, Cynthia, when we're having fun.
I know, right? No, this was a good one. I had to actually look. I even wrote little notes because I was like, I got to have my thoughts together because I was like, whoa, there's a lot going on here.
I love that you put it on note cards too. I'm old. Little flashcards.
Yes, totally.
You're so cute. Call me Heather Dubrow. That's so cute for you that you did that. I do mine on an iPad.
You love that for me. I took my little job seriously over here. I was like, let me collect my thoughts because, again, I don't know a lot of backstory, which I never said I did when you guys asked me to be on here. But I'm learning and I'm enjoying, you know, getting to know these ladies on Orange County. And this is fun. So I like to be as prepared as I can be.
Well, I like it too. And I always have fun with you. You guys make sure priority of this episode is to go over and follow Cynthia on Instagram because we're keeping a tally. And those of you that follow Cynthia that don't follow me, like, hello, help me out. She's at 4 million. I'm at 1.1. Like, help me.
Better get Teddy to 2. I'm close to 4 and every follow counts. Trust me. You guys do not go unnoticed. And I love when you guys leave me comments. I always try to respond to you guys and thank you guys because hey, it's a long road. Like that once you start getting up there, it's a struggle. Like, you know, the first 50,000 was like, okay. But then after that, it's like, I mean, you guys will see.
Guys, don't worry. We piss people off and we lose them just as quickly as we.
Well, I didn't even want to get into that. Like for every, like, what have I gotten? Like maybe 25 followers. I've probably lost, you know, 1,000. You know what I'm saying? they come on. They're dropping like flies. So, you know what I mean? It's like, women.
You're only as good as your last post. Oh my gosh. Well, love you. I will talk to you next week. And tell Luann, I said, hi. I know she texted me too. I'm bummed that I'm not in LA. I'm in OC or else I would meet you guys.
Okay. All right. I will. But next time, definitely for sure. All right. Love you guys.
All right. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.